Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I thought I'd never say this, but it's good to see everybody here. I always looked at this day as Groundhog Day, but I no longer do. But it's great to be back. Obviously, this time of year gives us a chance to be around the draft prospects, but just excited to be here and to get the draft process started. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Oh, it's good to hear that again. It really is. Mike McCarthy, now in blue. I'm Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, Sam Schmitz, Chuck Freeman back next week. Down at the Combine in Indianapolis, a lot of drills you can watch in primetime the next couple of days. We've got Mike Clemens on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. You like, I think McCarthy looks good in blue, Mike, to be honest.
Yeah, it's more slimming, isn't it?
Brings out his eyes.
Brings out his eyes a little bit.
So, I mean, it's a little surreal, though. For me, after 13 years and, it's early in the morning and then you wake up and there's Mike walking through the media room. And that, listen, when Mike was the head coach of the Green Packers, he worked for Ted Thompson, who said, you don't need to do media. Matter of fact, I prefer you don't. I mean, just do what you're supposed to do, what the league requires. You can have your press conferences with the local guys. But there was no hanging around and chatting. I talked to him for 20 minutes yesterday. We talked about his kids and their now, he's running the Dallas Cowboys, but he's, he indicated he was at four high school basketball games in the last three nights up in Green Bay. So he's trying to squeeze in all that family time before he's got to go, full into run the Dallas Cowboys. But, it was a long, emotional year. His marketing himself with that McCarthy project in the barn with the playbooks and some old former coaches and going over tape has obviously paid off. And I'll tell you what, at the end of the day, I'll tell you what's going on here, because I really thought if there was a spot for Mike McCarthy, it might be with the Jaguars. Doug Marrone was able to keep his job. I think that guy's, quite frankly, a fraud. But you could have brought in Mike McCarthy, former Super Bowl winner, as a marketing ploy. And, you've got a feel for that Jacksonville market, Bart, after you and I were at that game 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He could have been a spark for them. But you know something? Jerry Jones is a retread. I mean, at the end of the day, it's probably time for him to move on. And he hired a retread coach. And these two guys are going to go out, with their boots on. And that's why I think it's probably a great fit. Jason Garrett, was very close to Jerry Jones. But that guy's, there's something flat about his personality. So they bring in McCarthy to be the motivator, to mix it up a little bit. McCarthy's going to keep Kellen Moore, 31 years old, as offensive coordinator because he said, I don't need to change the playbook. Remember when McCarthy thought he needed to be more of a game manager, so he gave the play-calling duties to Tom Clements, offensive coordinator who was close to Aaron Rodgers. After about four or five games, I think they were, 2-2, and Aaron Rodgers publicly said, the plays aren't coming in fast enough. Like Tom Clements wasn't calling them fast enough. So McCarthy said, I will never give up play-calling again. It's what I do. It's my signature. It's why I'm in the NFL. So he was asked yesterday, how come you're giving up the play calling in Dallas?
I have a new job, so I get to start over and take all those never again statements back. But I think when you just look at the big picture, These decisions that I'm making, particularly early in my tenure, I've had a lot of time to think about it. I've had a chance to study the opportunities that were in front of me for quite some time. And Dallas was the one opportunity that was something I felt was important to keep the current offense in place because of the success that they've had in the past. You know, the productivity on offense is very high.
I love hearing from Mike Clemens and Mike McCarthy as well. But Matt LaFleur, I thought it was interesting. You know, after two short weeks, you lose in the NFC Championship. I mean, it's heartbreaking for me as a fan. I can only imagine what it's like when you're the head coach of that team. How does it feel, do you think, for Matt LaFleur to have to go to the Super Bowl, root on his brother, even though that's a team that just beat him in the NFC Championship and prevented him from playing in the biggest game on the planet?
Yeah, he didn't want to go, Horvy. He didn't want to go. The deal is, a couple of years ago, Sean McVay, of course, was the guy that he worked for with the Redskins. And Sean goes out to the Rams and gets his team into the Super Bowl. And so he said, I felt I should go out of obligation to support. You support your guy, a guy that mm-hmm. helped you out with your career. He was with that Kyle Shanahan staff and Dan Quinn when they were up 28-3 against the Patriots. And then Tom Brady and James White came back and had that incredible comeback and beat the Falcons in the Super Bowl. And so, Matt LaFleur knows what that's like. And so he went to this game. And he said that he talked about how his wife, Brianne, and even Mark Murphy, the president of the team, said, dude, your brother, Mike LaFleur, who we got to talk to at the Super Bowl Miami, you got your brother's in the Super Bowl. You've got to go. And so, we asked him, what was it like attending that Chiefs 49ers Super Bowl when you thought you could have been in it?
Yeah, it's not fun. When I first got hired here, I went the year before when it was in Atlanta when the Rams played the Patriots because, I'd worked so close with Sean and was there supporting him. And I'll never forget, I told my wife, I said, I'll never come back to another Super Bowl unless we're playing in it. And then here we are a year later, one game away from the Super Bowl, and you have your brother in the Super Bowl. And so between my wife and Mark Murphy, there's a lot of voices in my head telling me that I need to be there to support them. And so I did it. And, it was definitely, there's nothing like being in that game. And I've had one experience myself being in that game and we didn't come out on top. So that's always what you're striving for. That's what you're working for each and every day. And, I don't think you'll ever be. I know I'll never be satisfied until we're holding that Lombardi Trophy.
Was it the right thing to do, though? Do you feel like it was the right thing to do?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with how that game went, and it was looking promising for the Niners there until the last 6 minutes of the game. And it's tough when you see somebody you care about so much, and. He was hurting after that game, so it was good for me to be there to support him.
Mike Clemens joining us from Indianapolis for the NFL Combine. You guys get the chance to chat with some of these coaches and front office personnel, gets to chat with some of these players, although a little different this week, less guys they can talk to, Mike.
Less guys they can talk to, totally different format. The old format, guys would stay at home, just like March Madness, and watch these workouts on TV on NFL Network in the middle of the day or coverage on ESPN. And Roger Goodell, always thinking TV, this year he moved the workouts to prime time on the NFL Network, which means as an athlete, they're getting up, we're talking to these guys 7-8 o'clock in the morning, then they go back and then they get some of their interviews done, and then they get some dinner, and then last night they're walking the hallway in an ice storm down here to start some of the workouts over at the stadium, at Lucas Oil Stadium. And the other thing is, you used to be able to interview 60 players for 15-minute intervals here, and now they're limited to only talk to 45 players. And I was surprised. I mean, I would think that scouts and the general managers are I want to talk to as many players as I can. And I asked Brian Gutekunst what's his first impression of some of these format changes.
So far it's just a couple days. We had our first meetings last night. So far, I really like it. We got a few extra minutes with each player, and there's less per day. So there were times in the past where we'd go 15 straight interviews. And again, when you get when you get done with 15, you're kind of looking back to the first two guys like, and trying to digest that. I think there's a little bit more time to digest what, you know, the player said and kind of get a better feel for who he is. It's early, so I'll, you know, ask me at the end of the week. I'll probably have a better idea. But so far, I like it.
Mike, I love watching the Combine because I'm a big college football guy, and I also like to watch and see what the Badgers are up to at the Combine, mainly the offensive linemen. Seems like every year they have two or three solid ones. What's going on right now with Tyler Biadasz, the center?
The center. He drew a huge media crowd. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of people think that this is a kid to watch out for, particularly with the success of the running game with the Wisconsin Badgers and all that. But he said, I'm not going to be working out any of the drills this week. And we asked, well, why?
I had a minor AC scope done on mid-January, and it just not cleared yet to do drills. I'm be cleared mid-April, so hoping to do something there. Otherwise, it was just it never limited me and anything. I just didn't want a lingering pain to be an issue on OTAs and rookie camps. So I just took care of it. I care more about my health than rookie camp and OTA.
Jonathan Taylor, another guy you guys had the chance to talk to, obviously the running back last year for the Badgers. He gave you a little insight in his decision to forego the senior season and go pro, Mike.
Yeah, because, you know, these guys now, they're on the doorstep. They're invitees to the Combine. And, of course, Jonathan Taylor, people think he could go as high as the end of the first round, somewhere in the second round. 6,000 yards, over 6,000 yards rushing in just 3 years. Outstanding. He like 926 carries for the Wisconsin Badgers. And he says that his decision is on another Badger that we covered in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Remember, Corey Clement scored that touchdown for the Eagles when they beat the Patriots.
Friend of show. You got him on for us that year.
We got him on live. We got him live from Super Bowl. And so, you know, Jonathan is from Salem, New Jersey, and he knew about Corey Clement in high school.
Well, that was one part. Corey Clement's from Glassboro, New Jersey, which is about 25, 30 minutes away from Salem, New Jersey. So going into high school games, watching him tear through South Jersey, seeing him go to Wisconsin, have success at the highest level of collegiate football, thinking, oh, he's from the same area as me. If he can do it, why can't I? That kind of put Wisconsin on the map. It had me following them. Once I found out Wisconsin was a top 20 academic institution, that kind of was a deal breaker for me because I'm like, I get the best of both worlds. I'll be able to have, you know, an elite education as well as an elite athletic experience to be able to challenge to compete with guys around the country.
How big is the 40-yard dash for a guy like Jonathan Taylor, Mike?
Obviously everything. And, you know, it was interesting in the conversation I had with him. He thinks that that's probably one of the things he's got to show people. If he's going to break somewhere in the first round, it's got to be that kind of speed. And so those guys are going to line up inside Lucas Oil, run the 40 in prime time. And, you know, we asked him what mark does he hope to make in this thing?
Really trying my best to crack that 4.4. I'm going to make sure that, you know, show that I have that long distance speed. I mean, I'm sure it shows up on film, but on film, usually when a bigger guy is fast, it kind of looks like he's really smooth. And it doesn't look like he's moving as fast, which makes sense in a deal. But, and you look at the film, I'm running away from people.
Everybody's focused on Jonathan Taylor, and I think he's going to have a great career, but also Quintez Cephas. I think he could become a solid pro, not only because he could catch the ball and his pass-catching ability, but also at Wisconsin, you have to be able to block as well.
Yeah, and he spoke openly, too, about his reaction, you know, how his life changed when they got those two not guilty decisions in court last summer, able to get back, play for the Badgers. And what I wanted to ask him was, you know, I just covered the 49ers in the Super Bowl, and Matt LaFleur trying to get Aaron Jones won the game. And what did we talk about? Guys like Alan Lazard blocking downfield. So I asked Quintez Cephas, you know, about blocking downfield for Jonathan Taylor.
Yes, sir. Being a tough, competitive player in the run game and being a complete receiver was something that I wanted to do. Being at Wisconsin, it was the reason I made my decision to go to Wisconsin, because I knew it would challenge me to be a complete receiver, to be a run blocker and be catch balls and make, you know, help change Wisconsin's offense to give them down the field threats. And, you know, in the run game, JT, we know he can get to the second level really fast. And being in position is key. It can make a 8-yard gain, a 30-yard gain, or a touchdown. So coach always emphasized that we're the difference in the run game, and we took that very seriously. And, you know, that's definitely something that I want to do to separate myself at the next level, being a complete receiver.
Was there something Paul Christ told you in this past season, like, hey, you're there, nice job?
Right.
And did you lay somebody out that they played back on film?
Right. One time Kendrick had an end around against Michigan State, and I was able to get my block in. I put the guy on his back, and that was something, you know, the O-line loves when they see receivers doing things like that, blocking and, you know, fighting hard when the ball is not in their hands. You know, and that's how you really gain respect at that level, and that's something that I really enjoyed.
Do we know if the Packers talked to any of these guys, or do we know who they've talked to so far, Mike?
Yeah, you know, that's the cool thing about being at Combine, Bart, is, you know, I'm walking the hallway. Well, first of all, I knew one guy that we just talked to in a press conference is Ross Blacklock. His dad was a basketball player. Jimmy Blacklock played for the Globetrotters, but this kid is 6'4", 305, defensive lineman. He had an interview with the Packers, so Packers talking to linebackers. But I'm walking in the hallway, and there's this kid from Missouri, Jordan Elliott. He's wearing, you know, that sweatshirt that says, you know, defensive lineman 08. He's just talking to some people, and I overhear him as I pass. He goes, yeah, I was talking to Green Bay last night. Yeah, no, it was a good meeting. You do a U-turn, like, excuse me? Hello? You know? So I went up and introduced myself and talked to this kid from Mizzou, 6'4". Now, he was 315. He told me he's lost, like, about 30 pounds. So that means he could probably stand up as an outside linebacker. He's really worked on his speed. And so, you know, I hope that, you know, we're going to get him on a microphone to talk to him. So, yeah, so far, you know, talking to these linebackers from Mizzou and Texas Christian, you know, to beef up that defense still.
Mike, the coverage has been great, as always, with everything you do. Keep it up, and we will talk soon.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate
Mike
it.
Mike Clemens joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. It's so good to have somebody there.
Yeah.
And Clemens is doing a great job, as always. I do say that. I mean that. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply Local Lending since 1935. Your chance at free food is next. You need an excuse. We'll give you one if you want to get out of something you're doing today. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.